precious and holy. Ulam b'sofer shel dover hem meisu al kiddush Hashem. They died as kiddush Hashem. Hem nagu beglal yosim yudim. They were killed because they were Jews. Yetochen shegam b'shar harigosam hem hitlamu al matzavam o shem meisu b'lo yediyah. Kei meisim al kiddush Hashem. Even if they didn't know they were dying as kiddush Hashem. Ulam al meisit shnei suga yim keecha nechshavim lekedoshim. Both these Jews are considered kedoshim. Person gets killed because he's a Jew, he's a Kodesh, he's Makadosh Shem Shemaim, even if he doesn't know that. As long as he was killed because he was Jewish. Shnei Yonim Mesiris Nefesh Elu Remuzim Be'inyin Akedah. So what does this have to do? Where we see this in the Akedah? Makesh the Akedah. Ha'ayel Mesemel Esayudim Asheheim Be'bechinas Nechaz Be'zvach Be'kanov. The ayel, the Shechitas ayel, which we said was one of the fundamental, the two fundamental aspects of the Akedah. His horns were caught up in the thorn bushes. Yeah, where was he? Abraham found him, what, with his horns caught up in the bushes. Why? Hashem couldn't have a malach there holding on the string, you know, so he doesn't run away. Well, what's the business that he's... That is nechaz b'svach hakarnov. His head. Mama kesh. What's pshat? Hey, mistabchim ba'aveiros b'meshach kol shana. K'vishamu chazal v'yisov remezena v'yavinei ayel acha nechaz b'svach b'karnov. Melabed says chazal she'ora kosh boch rabbi b'inu es ha'ayel nitash mechirish ze v'nisbach mechirish acher. What's pshat? Abraham lifted his eyes and he sees the ayel caught up in the thorn bush or whatever. Melamed sharoa kodesh bochu la Avram Avinu es ha'ayel nitash mechoresh. What's that? He's taken out of one choresh and he's caught up in another one. I don't know what that means. What's choresh? Chayrash, churash. No, we're the linguists.
The yeshiva of
yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what it means. I'm a kosh bokhrava. Kein asidin vanecha leis nechozim ba'avoynes u'mesivochim b'tzorois. V'seifin ligael b'kanav shel el. Nitash mechoresh zeh, v'nespach mechoresh zeh. Oh, you mean he's getting out of this plane and he's falling back into the next one? As he releases one on there, he gets caught up in the other one. Mashu kazeh. That seems what he's describing. I don't know, have to just find out what that word means. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, you see it in what he says afterwards. Amar kodesh baruch hu Avram, ki asidin bonecha liyois nechozim bavoynes v'nesbochim b'tzores. Your tenants are going to be caught up in Averas and entangled with Tzoras. The Sofer Ligael, the crown of Shel Isle. In the end, they'll be redeemed with the horn of the Isle. You have to look in the Midrash there. The Midrash Rabbah, yeah. In the art scroll, Midrash Rabbah, you'll have to look it up and see what he's talking about. Pasha Chavtes Piske Yud. Okay. Then I'll look it up after that. Yeah. Ha'ayel amnam nishchat b'poil. The ayel got shechted, yeah? Achulo bitles ritzoyne ha'atz milichyoit. The ayel never gave up his desire to live. Yudim eilu shehashtin hu ha'yeitzorim mezvacham ba'avoynois. But don't remember the ayel, shay ha'shotun, ha'sotun soifka imor avoy. Says Rashi, the ayel was caught up with his horns. It means he was caught up with his yeitzorim. The Yitzhara gets him entangled in his Averis, like the isle that the Sotan got tangled up in the bush. Achem Zochem Esof Chaim Lemos B'Poel Al Kiddush Hashem. In the end, they died as Kiddush Hashem. So that's the symbol of the Jew. He doesn't live as Kiddush Hashem, but he dies as Kiddush Hashem.
fighting against it, being totally against it. He's caught up in his avarice. He hasn't let go yet. You have the references.
Pasha Chaptes Piska Yud. We'll go weiter. Stop us if you have anything intelligent to say, okay?
Yeah, you might not be hearing for a while.
Medrash, we'll start to verse that. This verse teaches that the Holy One, blessed is He, showed Avram a picture of a ram released from one forest, tangled in another
from
forest.
One forest, okay.
The word Akher obviously suggests a ram wanted to flee from the forest in which it previously
came. Okay. Kaish's forest.
Let's go.
Lumasov, Oim dim oise yudim kadoishim ashe chayu ve mesilis nefesh be yoisam b'chayim. Unlike the Isle Jew, there were Jews that lived with mesilis nefesh to hold on to everything that was holy. Es chayeyem mesameles akeida atzma kshira. What did they do? They tied themselves to what they had to do. They bound themselves. Yitzhak avinu lo meis bepoil. Vav chazal muvish shepilcha nishmosoi. Sof soch harei mait akeide hu noisachai. Exactly what happened to Yitzhak up there, we don't really know. Chazal said that his neshama went out, he went into the aisle, he got shechted in the aisle. In slichas we say, may the ashes of Yitzhak come before you. What ashes? Wait. That he was, I'm just saying. Actually, at the end of the day, whichever way you want to understand what happened up there, he got up and he walked off the mountain alive. Correct? He was shechted, he was burnt, he was ashes, he wasn't. Lo mishane, at the end of the day, he got up and he went back to Beersheba. Okay. Sof sof, achre maisa akeidu, hu maisa chayim. Ulam Yitzhak Avinu Moses Kolrin Tanaisov Lakodesh Baruch Hu. But he gave up everything he had. The most primordial, cellular rotzon to live, he gave up to Hashem. Rotzon Agadol B'Yosef Sheyesh La'adam U'rotzon Achayim. Ein rotzon gevur mimeni. There's no rotzon higher than the desire to live. It's a rotzon Azeh Moses Yitzhak Avinu Lakodesh Baruch Hu. Then he gave to Lakodesh Baruch Hu. Gino Am Ani Sholcha V'Kol Hashem Li Sholcha. Everything of mine is yours. Malaf is yours. Inin ze bole de bitu be pakashos shel Yitzhak le koishe yofi yofi. Bind me well. Ze bit mukhlat shel hergesh ativi anitra mitnei mavet. That we have to do also. We have to bind ourselves. When a person knows something's right, and you know it's hard to do, there's bilbul adas, there's tiruf adas, there's a lot of nisoinus going on in a person. You have to bind yourself. You have to just stick to it. Lo poshut. That's how you moist an nefesh, by binding yourself to what you know is right. Hayudim mitmoided b'kol rega mul Yitzray u'mul ritzanoisov v'tavosov. Jew stands every minute. The Mesir Yisraelim says it's unceasing. You're standing against your Yitzahara and your Ritzoinus and your Taivas, and then you have the Rotzen Hashem, and there's this battle going on. And any second a person can be over the Rotzen Hashem. The Shem Kachu Oikedas Atzmoy, who Kaishets Atzmoy, Begdorim, Besaigim, Kadesh, Lo Yivsel, Bekir, Karbono. So a person binds himself, he puts up fences, he puts up protective devices, he does whatever he can in order to prevent himself from going against the Rotzen Hashem. Zuayisim Esirif Navshe Shalitza Gavinu Ba'Kaida. That's the Mesiris Nefesh of Yitzchok at the Haida. V'Yerusha Zuhu Hinchi Labona V'Chorof. And we inherited that from him. Yudim Esugel Yeyois B'chayiv Oile Tzmime Kashe Koli Shiyoisehu Oile Kelil L'Hashem. Person Mamash becomes an Oile Tzmime when he gives up all his personality, all his personal desires and attainers, he gives it up to Hashem. That doesn't mean that people make a big mistake when they yell this. Yeah, this obviously the bittle atzmi. Yeah, this concept a lot. It doesn't mean you become nothing. There's nothing more ridiculous than a person giving up all his desires to Hashem. You're not supposed to give up your desires. You're supposed to give up your desires to Hashem. Not give up your desires to Hashem. Do you see the difference? You have to take all your desires, you have to take who you are and actualize it to the full and give that to Hashem. Not to become a moon, nothing. You mevatel your ego, so now you have no desires, you have no rotzen, you have nothing, you just become a blob. That's not the vort. The vort is you have to take everything. David HaMelech took every molecule, every ounce of who he was, actualized that to the full that a human being can actualize a human being, that he gave to Hashem. That's what we're supposed to do. People make a big, big mistake that they think that this means you become a nothing, you become a nobody. Well, who am I? I know nothing, I don't know anything. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi that ever lived. He was the greatest Onav that ever lived. It's no steer. And he became the greatest Navi because he was the greatest Onav. He understood. He had something. It wasn't because he was a nothing. He didn't write in the Torah, I'm a nothing. I gave everything to Hashem, therefore I'm nobody. You're not nobody. You're everybody. That everybody, that explains why you have to have Mashiach. Have you ever thought about it? Why do I need Mashiach when Mashiach comes? I need Mashiach now. I need Mashiach when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, Mala Eretz Kol Adaya, the world will be filled with Hashem's glory. Moshe Rabbeinu will be walking around. The Chofetz Chaim will be walking around. Rabbi Akiva will be walking around. We need Mashiach for them. So the vort is Mashiach is going to teach you one thing that no one else can teach you. He's going to be the most fully accomplished human being that ever lived. Wiser than Solomon and just a drip less than Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah. And he's going to be totally, totally, fully actualized. And when you look at him, all you'll ever see is Hashem. Nothing of him. Nothing of him. That's David HaMelech. David HaMelech is less late Begami Klum. He has nothing of his own. But he's not a nobody. It says David HaMelech is less late Begami Klum. He has nothing of his own. He doesn't even have his own years. He has to borrow years from other Marishon. He doesn't even have a right to live. He doesn't have life. He doesn't have years. And what do? He makes himself into the most, I mean, he's the pinnacle of achievement. And when you look at him, what do you see? Hashem. You don't see David HaMelech at all. You don't see him at all. That's godless. David HaMelech says, in the Yalkut, David HaMelech says, I will pursue my enemies and I will capture them and I will slay them. Hashem says, Vani oisekein, and I'll take care of it. Who wants you to take care of anything? David HaMelech said, I got this under control, it's fine. I'll slay them, I'll pursue them, I'll kill them. Vani oisekein. That's David HaMelech. He does everything he needs to do, totally, totally involved, doing everything. When you look, what do you see? Ani oisekein, you see Hashem doing everything. That's why he was able to do everything. What did Chizkiyahu HaMelech do? The same Midrash. Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, I can't pursue them, I can't chase them, I can't kill them, I can't even sing Shira, I can't even daven. I'm going to bed. Hashem says, Vani oisekein. It's that same lotion he says to David HaMelech. Vani oisekein. When you look at the Chizkiyahu HaMelech, you have any doubt who did it? No. He was scared to daven, because if he davened, he might attribute the success to his tefillahs. And he knew that as Mashiach, Chizkiyahu was also Mashiach. He was the descendant of David HaMelech. The Gemara says he was supposed to be Mashiach. But Chizkiyahu HaMelech's terrified. If I daven, then there'll be a bit of me involved here. That's not a victory. So he goes to sleep. David HaMelech says, I'll achieve exactly the same thing as Chizkiyahu HaMelech by going to sleep, by doing everything. And when I do everything, you'll see exactly what you see by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Vani oisekein. The goal here is not to give up your rotzen and become a nobody. It's to take that rotzen and use it for the right reasons. You want that $50 million? Yeah? Okay, so want it with every ounce of wanting that you want. But want it to give to Hashem. Not because you want to go to Honolulu or whatever it is, or because you want your own jet or whatever. It's ridiculous. I know people well learned it. They make this mistake. They think you want to become a nobody. Chas v'chalila. B'maisa. Akeda Polu Yitzhak Avinu Vamravinu Kadeshalo Ye Yudish Yemenu Tak Bekesha Brisima Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avram with the Shechitas Isle and Yitzhak with the Akeda achieved this aspect that there'll be no Jew that'll be Menutak from this covenant that we have with Hashem. there are ways that a person can attack himself. Aval, you have to really, really, to know what you're doing to do that. It's not so poshut. To get rid of Hashem, to break your kishu with Hashem, is not so poshut. Imu yedavek ma'atzmai v'Hashem yisbarak yakod es utzanoisa v'ativi v'yedavek b'dalcha Hashem v'tairos amutam. If he'll decide for himself, like Yitzchak, to bind himself to Hashem and to do the rots in Hashem and to try to do the rots in Hashem, wonderful. Ach gam imu lo yiske lekach v'lo yimoles tafkidoi k'roi, even if he won't. And he won't fulfill his purpose and he'll go after his taivas and his pleasures. Lo teshalo v'meni ha'schut leidavek b'Hashem yisbarak. He doesn't use the schut to be midabek b'Hashem. Gam Yudi zeh yiske lidabek b'medrega k'doy shel yoyz ben olam haba nitzchi. He also has a way into the eternal olam haba. V'tarazu yisig Avram Avinu ba'akrovus ha'el tachas b'noy. That's the what we're understanding. We don't claim to understand this whole story, but what we can understand is that's what Avram Avinu achieved when he shechted the ha'el tachas Yitzchok. The Jews that are very far away from Hashem, and the Sotan has got them totally mabulbald in Averis and Chatoim, don't know where he's coming or going. They're worse than the Afa, they go lower than the Cholayam. So a person might turn around and say, you know what? Okay, it's a fair deal. I'm going to go off and have a lovely time, do whatever I want. I'm not going to bind myself. I'm going to go off and have a great time, live a wonderful life of Hefkerus or whatever. And at the end of the day, I'll... Okay? Do you want to take the chance? And that's why Hashem says... I'm placing in front of you two paths. Life and death, blessing and curse. Is that a choice? Yes, death, yes, life. That's a choice. Shem says, I want you to choose life. You know why? Because you might think to choose death. Since both paths are going to get me to where I want to go, the blessing path and the curse path, the life path and the death path, at the end of the day, we're going to land up in the same pot in Shemayim. Maybe. So maybe I'll go the... Because they both seem to be a choice. Hashem says, I'm not putting in front of you two paths, and I'm giving you the mitzvah of Bechira, choose one of them, and the ones are nothing. They must both be valid paths. Otherwise, what's the choice? I'm giving you something and nothing, choose something. There can't be. I'm giving you two somethings. And I'm asking you, please choose life. You just said that. Even if you have Jews that are completely caught up in Averis and Chatoim, and the result is they're mamish as low as you can go. It sounds like the curse path, right? But it's not so posh because not everybody does. Kiddush Hashem. Rachmana Litzlan. There's car accidents. Maybe it doesn't work. You're going to take the chance? Much better to do the Arcada path than the Isle path. But it seems there is that way. Is that way to get back via the curse? The difference between the Akkadah and the Isle is the Akkadah you get up and you walk away afterwards. The Isle, you shchit the Isle. There were people that dumb for this, you know. There was a woman that was killed in the Subara pizza bombing. She was a Beis Yaakov teacher. She'd never been into that place in her life. For some reason, she went in there as the bomb went off. She forgot her lunch at home, whatever. She had to stay late, whatever. She really wasn't supposed to be there. And she went in. Her kid said afterwards, her husband said afterwards, that she doubled her whole life, said she will das Kiddush Hashem. You got to die anyway, you might as well ask Kiddush Hashem. It seems the prayers were answered. She walked into Sabara the first time ever in her life as the bomb went off. She died as Kiddush Hashem. Your neshama goes straight to Gan Eden. No Gehenna, no Dinim, none of the Chibuk HaKeva, none of the not such pleasant things that are brought down about dying. Straight home.
Just a shiva for a person like that?
Vada. Why not? She was killed. She's died. Washing is a shiva.
Thought that was to cleanse her soul. If she goes automatically to Gan Eden.
There's that aspect as well. There's that aspect as well. But there's other aspect of we need to mourn. We need to mourn. There's the other aspect is the more we do here, the more the person's neshama gets elevated. Even in neshama that daras kiddush Hashem, there's things that they can still get and achieve and grow. When you learn mishmas for the neshama, so the neshama's oil oida. Even though it doesn't need the cleansing process of a Gehenim, which we're trying to take care of as well during the shiva and the shloshim and the avelis, but there's the aspect of the aliyah neshama that's needed also. B'sefer Tzru Hamor shel Rabbi Yaakov Milisa Baal Nesivus HaMishpat al Shir HaShirim. The Nesivus has a pirush on Shir HaShirim. Nimtze dove nifle Ashefech o yekores al asugya shanu oiskim bo. Wondrous pshat that throws a big light on the subject we're learning. V'kach nevam posuk Shir HaShirim. It says in the posuk in Shir HaShirim, Hashbati etchem b'nois Yerushalayim. I have made a shvur b'nois Yerushalayim b'tzavois or b'eiles asodeh. B'eiles asodeh. Im ta'iru, im ta'iriru es ha'av ad shetechpot. Anybody else want to translate Shir HaShirim for me? No. Where's the courage? Yeah. Art scroll did it. No. Yeah, there's an art scroll. See, do it. Dom, it's impossible to translate Shir HaShirim. The Tabarot all safe on Shir HaShirim. So yeah, a literal translation would be misleading, even false, because it would not convey the meaning intended by Shlomo HaMelech. So he gets out of it by saying we're following the commentary of Rashi. Anyway, it says yeah, base. Where is it? Base Vav. Base Zayin. So Hashem makes a shvur on the nations of the world that are destined to ascend Yerushalayim. These are going to be the ones that are going to conquer Yerushalayim. If you violate your oath, you'll become as defenseless as gazelles. You want to know what a gazelle is? It's a little buck, a little deer, whatever.
Springbok.
No, gazelle. There's gazelles and springbucks, they're not the same.
He's from Africa, he knows.
Or hinds of the field, if you dare provoke God to hate me or disturb his love for me while he still desires it. Okay. Whatever that means. Says Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, Hashbati eschem b'nai shushalayim b'tzogos v'ayles asode im tiru im taroiri es ha'ava at techpo shekpot Rabbi Yaakov Milisa mafarish she b'nai shushalayim ha'im umas o'ilam. Very good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hashbi otam kloima gzah b'gzei rosa. She makes a gzei, makes a shvur on them. She'em ki'ilu moshboi malka.
Sorry.
Reish Lamed Aleph. If you insult a gazelle and call it a springbok, that's what I mean. The only reason I know there's between springboks and gazelles is because there are two rugby teams. One was called the springboks and one was called the gazelles. As vice versa, they weren't the same. I don't know what a gazelle is. I cheated, I'm sorry. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov ben Nissim Mefarish, the Bnei Yisrael Shlaim Amuz Ha'ilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvur, he makes a gzeirah, it's like they're mushba. But Tzva'ayz ki Kisrael Ayzim Mitzayna Shal Mokum, when Klal Yisrael do the Rotzon of Hashem, hey muchunim b'shem Tzva'ayz, they are called Hashem's legions. Ayzim Mitzayna Shal Mokum, hey muchunim b'shem Ayeles. V'chayoy Sosadeh, sorry, k'sha'ein Ayzim Mitzayna Shal Mokum, when they don't do the Rotzon of Hashem, then they're given the title Ayelos. V'chayos HaSodeh. Claimer. What does this mean? Ben Shusel Tovim Aram. Whether Klal Yisrael are good or bad. Ben Shu Beged at Tzvois. Or Ben Shu Beged Ayelos. I don't know why Ayelos are bad and Tzvokos are good, whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashbeh Sa'umas Oydeh Shnei Dvorim. Hashem makes a shvo on the nations of the world on both things. Im Ti'iru Loshen Sina. Claimer. If you'll achieve, you'll succeed to distance the Jewish people from Hashem, and you'll make them to be yochel hated by Hashem. Ha'inyan Hasheni shel Hashvu im to'iru es av. Ein berushutchem lahatzal Yisrael kol kach. Hashem doesn't let the nations cause tzar to Klal Yisrael to get them to do tshuva. He waits first to see if they'll do tshuva from their own retzoyla, from their own bechira. L'chein raki shigia zman ha-gul ev'yev she'yi li'it'ach heroit. Only when it comes time for Mashiach, Mashiach has to come. We can't wait anymore. Im ha'm adayin lo yishuvu chas v'chili kutzo otzo mebechirosam ha-toiva. If they still choose not to come back to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzma Yamid Lechem Melech Kasha Kahaman, Hashem would himself appoint over them Melech Kasha Kahaman, someone who wants to wipe out Kol Klal Yisrael. Converting is not going to help. Kedei Lo'eiram B'tshuva, to get them, to arouse him to do tshuva. Kedei Lo'eire Sa'av Shebenel Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to rouse the love that exists between us and Hashem. V'zeu ad she'techofetz. That's the pasuk. Until there's a desire. Da'inu ad she'chofetz mifnei Hashem v'goylotam. They'll start doing tshuva out of the tzora that this melech kasha ka'aman is causing them. V'retzoyne b'kach sha'ayim umas yitzroi li'yisrael ad she'gomoru lehem she'yishuva b'tshuva ad kan toiriv tvoruch. Okay, so obviously we need to explain this. And I've run out of time. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go through this quickly again and we'll explain it. It's a lengthy explanation of what actually all this means.
That was written before World War II?
The Nesivos HaMishpat was written when? When was Rabbi Yaakov Nissim?
Must have been before World
War II. Pashtus. It certainly wasn't after the war. No. Well, Nesivos HaMishpat is.
Relatively recent.
Before the war. Have a look, we're going to see this here. It's published. And that didn't help either. The last Melech Kasha Kahaman that we had, Loza. We still haven't done Tshuva. We're still waiting for. Rav Ruba of Klal Yisrael is not holding anywhere.
So more people are doing this wrong.
and be mechalal Shabbos more than.